Ignacio Jr.?
As Jr.?
Yeah.
Hey, Junior, it's Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. Just returning the voicemail you left here.
Hey, how's it going, Tyler?
I'm doing good, man. I'm not complaining. How are you?
Awesome. Pretty good, too, man. Life good. Has so far been treating us well, so hopefully it continues.
There you go. Did I leave a voicemail with you, or was it an email that you had gotten there?
A voicemail. I did get your message. Something about you guys can fund us a bank loan of $200,000 to $250,000.
Yeah, it was a pre-approval there. It was based off some prior financing that you had done. But yeah, you had been pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital for right around $250K. I was just trying to touch base over there and just kind of see where you guys were at with the company and if you had any plans here for growth coming up this quarter.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I know that we do financing directly with you guys. All of our equipment and capital for our company, we go directly with you guys. So.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you know that we did do some financing through Bank of Cardiff.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's the name of the company that you're with there so I can pull up your profile?
Greenview. One word.
Okay.
Landscape Management.
Okay.
You know what, can I put you on hold for like a minute?
Yeah,
like,
no, that's perfect, mind? Actually. While I'm
all right, let me put you on hold for 1 second, all right? Give me 1 second.
Sounds good.
Hi, Tyler?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, man. It was,
no, you're good.
It was a call I had to take.
You're good.
So you found the profile?
Yeah, is Ignacio the owner there?
This is him. I'm Ignacio Jr.
Okay, Ignacio Jr. Okay, yeah. So I'm making sense now. All right. Perfect. Yeah, I got your profile here. It looks like you guys spoke to, I believe
Zach.
It's Zach. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like you had followed up there. Last time you guys spoke, it looked like it was right around like March, May-ish.
Yeah, and we did some financing for some equipment.
I see.
Zach. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, was there anything else you guys were going to be looking to do here in the near future?
You know what? That's what I wanted to ask you, because in the near future, yes, we just purchased some new vehicles from the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that we got some nasty APRs.
I see.
For these vehicles. So I was wanting to see how much working capital can we get from you guys as a bank loan to see if maybe we can merge the vehicles that we purchased onto, you know, with you guys with one big old, you know, loan on top of it, at maybe at putting in there one to two vehicles.
To try to see if
you guys can provide a better APR, even if I save $100, $200 extra a month.
Yeah.
Money in the long run, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, so how much were each one of those vehicles cost you?
Okay, well, we just recently purchased one that gave us a really bad APR, but with interest and everything, it came out to be $90,000. The vehicle itself was $55,000, you know, minus rebate, blah, 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 but it ended up coming out like around $55,000. Plus interest came out to be like almost near
$90,000. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Expensive. We have another vehicle that cost $30,000-$35,000 with interest and everything, came out to be maybe in the low 40s.
Okay.
Mid 40s. So we have about like 150, 160, give or take, vehicle loans. So we're trying to see, because these are super high APR. We're at like between 16 to 18% in interest
rate.
Shit.
Okay.
On these vehicles. Yeah, I know, but there were urgent vehicles that we kind of needed.
Uh-huh.
So it was a last minute thing because we had already did a transaction with you guys, and you guys probably wouldn't have finances right away for, you know, two large, you know, loans like that. I mean, that's what I assumed. I mean, I would have had Zach, but it was kind of a last minute thing.
Yeah. With the equipment, you got a few options there. You can refinance the equipment with us, and it would just be an equipment loan, and you could just do it as that. Or you could do it as a, we could just do a working capital loan there, and like you can just use that for however you see fit for the business. It's completely unsecured. I mean, there's no collateral attached to it. If you don't mind me asking, what did you guys do in sales last year?
Total amount?
Yeah.
Well, if I wanted to throw a number out there to give or take, I want to say we're close to $1 million. Give or take, like I said, this year is a little higher.
Okay.
So that way it gives you an approximate idea of what's going on with our company.
Yeah.
So I can provide bank statements, blah, 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 all that good stuff. When we're ready, and that, you know, numbers don't lie.
Yeah. So with the working capital, we're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of that top line. Based off the million you just told me, I mean, we're working with right around 100 to 150K that we could free up for you. I kind of want to speak with Zach here and see if he has some information for what you guys... Are you still having... the loan, whatever you had taken out with us in the past, is that completely done, or are you still... Within those terms.
We're still within the terms. I'm telling you, this is, the vehicles have been from the last, you know, 4 months, 5 months at the most.
So
we're still obviously paying quite a bit, but, you know, we just don't like the interest rate, and we're trying to make a switch to see if maybe we can have a, like you guys, you know, you guys are our financing company when it comes to equipment and all that kind of stuff. So I'm trying to see if you guys can probably, you know, help us out.
Trying
to transfer these vehicles onto at least, if you guys could, two vehicles onto one loan to maybe even save a buck or two. You know, that's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
Save a buck or two so that we're able to continue, you know, without having to have so much high payments. That's our plan here.
Yeah, you know? And the thing is, if you're already in our system and you've been paying off that term you're on, do you know how long of a term it was that you originally... brought on with us? Do you know by chance?
Well, we did a small equipment loan from you guys, financing for $6,000. That was for small little stuff.
Okay.
Then we did one for $32,000. It was a truck, a used truck, and a chipper for $32,000 altogether for both the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And both are, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 60 months. Okay.
I mean,
the
situation that I'm going to try and figure out here is if you guys are already in our system and you've been making your payments, we are a relationships-based bank in the sense that once you get halfway through your term, you can refinance and get opened up to more capital, longer terms, lower rates.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to check here with Zach and just kind of see what he has for the profile for you, because you may not have to do as much as I think you have to if you're already in our system. Okay, so your number here I have is 951-500-1496, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let me talk to Zach real quick, see what the situation is with the previous one, and kind of explain your situation now, and see what we can do for you, and I'll either have him or myself give you a call back in maybe like 30, 45 minutes. Are you going to be available then?
Yeah, go ahead and give me a call. Let me know if it's possible. If it's not possible right now, I understand. I mean, we probably won't do it like today, like make the switch. But in the near future, like I said, like we talked about, it is going to happen. You know, one way or another, we're going to want to make the switch. We don't want to be paying 1, 2, 3, 4 years you know, a high interest rate. So it will be soon.
Yeah.
It just depends on how quick you guys can work with us.
Okay, you know? Yeah, let me talk to Zach. He should be getting back here from lunch in about 5 or 10, and I'll kind of see what the situation was with the past and kind of explain the situation now and see if there's something we can do for you.
Okay.
Sounds perfect. We'll be in touch.
All righty. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
You too.